Firestick continued to stare up at the fading trace of powder smoke.
Could be. Then again, could be it's somebody with a personal axe to grind and don't want anybody or anything else to handle it. Let's hold off judgment until we can be sure.
Each man then stood with his rifle balanced across the crook of one arm and held his gaze trained on the shoulder of high ground to see who was going to emerge. In short order, a man on horseback came out of the brush near the base of the high ground. The horse picked its way sure-footedly down the last of the incline, and the man leaned back easy in his saddle, giving the animal its head. A few feet behind came a modestly loaded pack mule on a tether line the rider gripped in one hand. When the stranger and his animals reached level ground, they continued unhurriedly toward the men who stood waiting.
Now, what do we have here?
Who on earth?
As he drew nearer, the features of the horseman became clearer. He was a heavily bearded individual with quite a few years on him, judging by the streaks of gray in the beard and the kind of thickened torso that often comes with middle age. He appeared to be somewhat above average in height and build, clad in well-worn buckskins and a tobacco-colored slouch hat perched on an unruly thatch of hair, much in need of barbering. The closer he got, though, what stood out more than anything was the wide, lopsided grin plastered on his face.
It can't be.
That looks like...
What's the matter with you slack-jawed polecats? Ain't a one of you got no greeting for an old friend from the high and lonely reaches?
Cuthbert, is that you?
One and only.
Ripley, you doggone scatterwag!
I'll be damned. Rip Ripley, you old trapline pirate, it really is you.
Hallelujah. I was afraid maybe y'all's eyesight had gone bad, or that a lot of you had turned too flatland stupid to recognize an old pal.
Out of sight of you could sure enough rate us stupefying. I'll admit that much.
Do I look that bad?
Speaking of eyesight, that shot you just made showed plain enough there ain't nothing wrong with yours.
You can say that again. That was a good 500 yards if it was an inch. I never knew you'd have such an eagle eye, Rip.
That's because whenever Firestick was around, he sucked all the air out of anybody else ever getting recognized for their shooting skill. Which makes me wonder, how did the great Firestick manage to miss that big old grizz from such a short range?
I didn't miss that blamed critter. I just didn't hit him where I meant to.
Yeah, sometimes the sun can get in the eyes of even the best shooter.